A fair measure of any society is how it treats not only its abused, but their abusers. On the front end of that equation, at least, we can be proud that Central Illinois houses several places for women who have been the victims of domestic violence to seek shelter. And while punishing their abusers does not usually go like clockwork, the failings of this fraught process have little to do with lack of state laws or prosecutorial zeal. But sometimes in a house with an abuser, a woman is neither the first nor most frequently abused living thing. Pets often bear the brunt of the physical violence. Because of that, and a common cause emotional connection, human victims of domestic violence will often stay and face personal physical danger instead of abandoning their companion animal to the ready disposal of a violent man. This is neither irrational nor unjustified. Abusers not only threaten to harm animals, but frequently make good on these threats. Complicating this issue is the fact that, for sound, practical, and legal reasons, local shelters that take in abused women can't also take in their pets. So for about 10 years now, that important gap has been filled here in Central Illinois by a program at the College of Veterinary Medicine. A pet's place, which takes its name from the corresponding human shelters, A Woman's Place in Urbana and Beth's Place in Tuscola, offers a temporary shelter for the scaled, furry, and finned friends of domestic violence victims. Of course, temporary respite is not a solution, merely a good start. And while a woman seeking aid at a shelter is, hopefully, the first step to some measure of justice, very few animals will ever have their abusers punished for their crimes. And in Illinois, animal abuse is a crime. The state of Illinois has a number of important laws that provide animals protection against abuse. One of these, aggravated cruelty to animals, even has teeth. A Class 4 felony, the statute provides that a convicted offender could face up to 3 years in jail and a $25,000 fine. Of course, as with most laws, the problem is not with its existence, but its enforcement. For all of the obvious reasons, violence against animals goes almost wholly unreported. And to the extent that Illinois law is invoked against abusers, it is almost always in the most egregious cases, or those involving firearms, and the convicted face very light sentences. For instance, a Rockford-area man who shot his wife's dog 3 times with a .45 caliber handgun, almost certainly in frustration over the disintegration of his marriage, was found guilty by a Boone County jury of the aggravated cruelty law. This man was sentenced to a year's probation. A Cook County case, whose decision was upheld a couple of months ago by an Illinois appeals court, dealt with the same charge. In this case, the man shot the dog of a distant relative for no discernible reason. That is, he wasn't mad at her and showed no previous fear of the dog. It must simply have seemed like a good idea at the time. In any event, he too was convicted by a jury of his peers and sentenced to 2 years probation. In both cases, it was the use of a firearm, not the dog's death, that got the attention of police. Abuse of animals is, of course, not comparable to abuse of human beings, but we need not think of them in competition. Organizations like A Pet's Place do good and important work on behalf of companions that not only don't deserve their abuse, but lack the capacity to understand why it happens. And the several statutes that attempt to punish those who harm our pets stand ready to protect our tail-wagging friends, not unlike the way many of them stand ready to protect us. I'm Travis McDade.